coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this week's episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. And if you love your family, care about them deeply, and want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. We got a great show for you today. Boy, so many things have happened since the last time I've talked to you. We've had mass shooters up the wazoo. We've got guys walking into Walmart testing their Second Amendment rights. We've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. But, hey, we made it. We made it through the last week and a half. We haven't lost our gun rights yet. And if we are vigilant, we will not lose our gun rights. Today, we are going to be speaking with Tom Lambert, the president of Michigan Open Carry. And we're going to discuss this guy who walked into the Walmart down in Springfield, Missouri, with an AR on a sling, dangling in front of him with body armor. Contrary to the news reports, it wasn't full body armor. It was one piece of body armor, okay? I hate it when people who don't know anything about guns or self-defense try and do a news piece because they don't know what the heck they're talking about, but I digress. Don't push my buttons on that one, okay? But Tom's going to be giving us his take on that. In the meantime, what's been going on? I have been preparing for the Second Amendment March. Boy, that's coming up September 10th at the Lansing State Capitol, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Boy, go on to 2amarch.com, secondamendmentmarch.com. Check that out. You need to go to this march, folks. Our rights are under attack like they've never been under attack before. So please donate if you can so that we can do a better job at the march this year. But most importantly, we need people there. We need lots of people there. All right. Well, I'm going to get right into the news. I want to talk about this guy in Springfield, Missouri here. I am at the Washington Post. WashingtonPost.com. Armed man who sowed panic at Walmart claimed he was testing his Second Amendment rights, police say. And there's a nice picture of him. Dmitry Andruchenko. I'm sure I didn't pronounce that correctly, but what the heck. The first line of this article is just priceless, okay? And it kind of sums everything up. His wife told him it was a bad idea. Guys, how many times have your wife said, honey, I don't think that's a very good idea, and you did it anyways? You know, and far be it from me to judge, I'm like the king of bad ideas. I've had some really whopper bad ideas in my time. I mean, look, I'm on my third marriage, okay? I am no stranger to bad ideas. Trust me on that one. But then here's the next line. His sister reminded him of what had happened in El Paso less than a week earlier when a gunman killed 22 people after opening fire at a shopping center and Walmart. You know, that should have been enough right there. He's got two women saying, hey, what are you studying to be stupid here? don't do this. But Dmitry Andruchenko went ahead with his plan for a social experiment, according to police. The 20-year-old used a cell phone Thursday to film himself entering a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri, wearing body armor and carrying a loaded military-style rifle. It was a military-style rifle because it looked like a military rifle, but it wasn't. No military on the planet carries AR-15s when they could have full auto. He said he wanted to test whether his Second Amendment rights would be honored in a public area. You know, I'm going to hold off on my comments until the fourth segment. You know, I don't want to rush to judgment on this. The subsequent scenes of panic were frighteningly familiar. In the weeks since, two mass shootings in Texas and Ohio left 31 dead. Moments including a backfiring motorcycle in Manhattan's Times Square to a falling sign in a Utah mall have triggered pandemonium. On Tuesday, panicked customers ran from a Louisiana Walmart after men in an argument drew weapons, police said. Andruchenko claimed he did not anticipate customers' reactions, a Friday statement from a Springfield police officer says. Quote, "This is Missouri," he told investigators, according to law enforcement. "I would understand if we were somewhere else like New York or California, people would freak out." You might not have judged that one correctly. You know, right now, our country, there's a saying we had in the Marine Corps. Tighter than a gnat's ass stretched over a barrel. You know, check out that visual there. Our country right now is a little bit tense. So just keep that in mind. Prosecutors on Friday charged Andruchenko of Springfield with making a terrorist threat, saying he recklessly disregarded the risk of causing a building evacuation by knowingly sowing fear in the wake of the El Paso mass shooting at the same retail chain. It's going to be really interesting what happens at this guy's trial. Missouri is an open carry state. In 2014, state law allowed anyone with a concealed carry weapon permit to carry a weapon in the open statewide, overriding local regulations. Starting in 2017, the state allowed individuals to carry concealed weapons without a permit in most locations and most people 19 or older to obtain a concealed carry permit, which can translate to carry rights in other states. Quote, "Missouri protects the right of people to open carry a firearm, but that does not allow an individual to act in a reckless and criminal manner endangering other citizens," Greene County prosecuting attorney Dan Patterson said in a statement, likening Andruchenko's actions to raising a false fire alarm in a theater. Andruchenko's second-degree felony charge carries up to 4 years imprisonment and a fine of as much as $10,000. He is being held on $10,000 bond with the stipulation that he may not possess a firearm, according to the prosecutor. You know, can you imagine what this guy's wife is going to tell him when he gets out of jail? That's like the mother of all. "I told you so." I would not want to be this guy. Oh, well. The Washington Post could not immediately reach Andruchenko for comment. It is not clear whether he has a lawyer. Andruchenko, who typically keeps a gun and vest in his car, according to his wife, arrived at Walmart just after 4 p.m. Thursday, despite his family's warnings that his plan would provoke fear after the El Paso massacre, court documents say. The man used his cell phone to record himself entering the Walmart's front entrance and then headed toward the building's southeast corner, according to police. On his right hip was another weapon besides his AR-style rifle, a semi-automatic handgun loaded with one round in his chamber. Police say he had more than 100 rounds of ammunition. You know, that last statement, that's supposed to invoke fear, and that's supposed to be appalling, right? You know, the average person says, 100 rounds of ammunition. He must have been up to no good. And I'm saying 100 rounds of ammo. Boy, that's way past time to reorder. You know, I mean, gosh, I've got tens of thousands of rounds. But anyways, I digress. He said he was recording in case somebody stopped him. He just wanted to shop, he said, and test Walmart support for the right to bear arms. Okay. Well, you know what goes on and on and on and on. But, well, I guess we'll find out what's going to happen to this guy. And, of course, we're going to get Tom Lambert's take on this. What does Tom Lambert think about this? President of Michigan Open Carry. Is it going to affect open carry gun rights across the country? We don't know, but we're certainly going to find out. You know, does Tom think this was a good idea? Was it a bad idea? Is he going to vehemently support this guy's right to do what he did? We're going to find out. when we come back in segment two. In the meantime, check out 2amarch.com. Donate to the Second Amendment March. Go ahead and consider coming to the Second Amendment March. We also have some sponsors. We've got SuarezInternational.com. Gabe Suarez does some awesome training down there in Arizona. Check him out, SuarezInternational.com. Also, Firearms Legal Protection, firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical. Check them out. And then also check out Centershot Indoor Gun Range in Door, Michigan, centershotgunrange.com. When we come back, Tom Lambert, president of Michigan Open Carry, is going to clear all this up for us. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to the Home Defense Show with my dad, Skip Coriel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Do you have a story inside you yearning to come out? As a self-published author, you are free to creatively distribute your book online or using your own professional connections. White Feather Press will publish your manuscript and set up online distribution, allowing the author to retain all copyright and distribution rights as well as all profits. Check out White Feather Press at publishyourdream.com. White Feather Press, reaffirming faith in God, family, and country. Go to publishyourdream.com today. Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 19 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel. Hey folks, this is Skip Coriel, host of the Home Defense Show, and I'm here to tell you that owning a gun doesn't make you a gunfighter any more than owning a guitar makes you a rock star. And that's why you need the services of a man who's been on the streets and experienced the ins and outs of real-life gunfights. I'm talking about Gabe Suarez from Suarez International down in Arizona. Gunfighting is a skill set that has to be learned and practiced, and there's no better gunfighter training in the country than Gabe Suarez. Gabe's tactical pistol, rifle, and shotgun classes are all top-notch and have been proven in combat. But you need more than the best training. You'll also need the best gear. Gabe Suarez designs and builds the best combat firearms in the country. Guns like the Glock 17 Gutter Snipe, with its Suarez match-grade barrel, signature flat trigger, and match-grade slide, topped off with a rugged RMR Trigicon sight of your choosing. The Gutter Snipe will make you the best at protecting yourself and your family. So drop what you're doing right now and go to SuarezInternational.com and see how Gabe Suarez can help make you the best gunfighter that you can be. That's S-U-A-R-E-Z International.com. SuarezInternational.com. Would you like to take your tactical and marksmanship training to the next level? If the answer is yes, you need to check out Centershot Indoor Gun Range just south of Grand Rapids, conveniently located off US 131. Centershot is one of the most advanced firing ranges in Michigan. Centershot firing lanes have nearly 100 customizable shooting programs to make you better no matter what your skill level. Our advanced lanes allow a more immersive training experience to enhance your senses. Controlled lighting and target movement mean that you get the best practice and most fun out of Centershot Indoor Gun Range. Memberships are available for as low as $150. Centershot also offers a 10% discount to U.S. military veterans. So, no matter what the weather, hot, cold, or in between, Centershot Indoor Gun Range is always a perfect 70 degrees. This is where I train every week, and so should you. Find out more by going to CentershotGunRange.com or call them at 616-371-7468. Stay safe, and I'll see you at Centershot Indoor Gun Range.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Today we are speaking with the president of Michigan Open Carry, Tom Lambert. Tom, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Hi, Skip. It's good to hear from you again.
Well, hey, Tom, just for the sake of our listeners, we're adding new listeners all the time. Just refresh our memory. Tell us about Michigan Open Carry, what you're about, and a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Michigan Open Carry is one of the gun groups in the state of Michigan, obviously. We advocate for an openly carried holstered handgun, and we use that as our window, if you will, into Second Amendment advocacy. We are very, very active, not just out in the public, but also with the legislature and in the courts. We have a big presence online where we do a lot of education. It's education is perhaps our primary focus. We want people to know the gun laws of Michigan and be empowered by what they know to make their own choices about what's best for them.
Awesome. All right. Now, Tom, I noticed you used very specific terms and phrases there. You said you advocate a holstered handgun. You know, the last couple of weeks, we've seen, you know, it's like, a crazy march, all over the country, all kinds of mass shootings going on. And everybody's on edge, and it's just like Crazyville out there. And then after the Dayton shooting and the El Paso Walmart shooting, we had a guy go into a Walmart down in Springfield, Missouri, apparently he was, he said he was testing his Second Amendment rights, and he ended up being arrested and charged with some type of terrorist charge. Give me your take on that. What do you think is going on down there in Springfield?
Yeah, I've heard a couple of these instances lately here. And you're right, Michigan Open Carry, we specifically say on purpose we advocate for an openly carried holstered handgun. Now, that's not because we have anything against if you want to carry a long gun openly. We feel that an openly carried holstered handgun is the most efficient way to protect yourself in out in public in your daily life, and that's part about the advocacy that we want. We want something that we believe will work the best for us to get where we want to go, and to us, that is an openly carried holstered handgun. That doesn't mean there's not a role for other things. There absolutely is. That's just not the tool we use. Perhaps someone else wants to use it. What we also tell people, we've had instances in the past where people have, carried a long gun into a police station and had some problems. And my answer to this situation that you brought up in Missouri is very similar to that situation, in that it's not necessarily what you carry, it's not necessarily where you carry, it's more how you carry. How do you present yourself? That, and there's a lot of factors that go into it, but to me, that is the biggest one.
Yeah.
When I carry a handgun, I do not wear body armor outside of my clothing. I do not put, I know the guy didn't do it in this case, but in other cases they have, I don't put masks on, and I don't have something draped at the ready, and I don't make myself look like I'm ready for something.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certainly scenarios where that's absolutely appropriate.
Yeah.
But in situations we've seen that have caused problems, to me, the number one thing is how are those people presenting themselves?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tom, that raises a good point. How exactly would you advise people to present themselves when they are openly carrying?
Sure. And when I carry openly, I'm usually try and make myself as friendly as I can be, as welcoming as I can, because I don't want to not have a problem. I want the people that interact with me and that see me to remember me the next time they think of a gun owner. I want them to remember that person that had a smile on their face, that was really polite and was really nice, and have them think, you know what? If gun owners are like this guy, well, maybe they're not such a problem after all.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going to be rude, and I'm not saying the guy in this situation was rude at all, I don't think there's any evidence that he was rude. Or if you want to present yourself as looking for a fight or confrontational, and I say those things and not necessarily trying to apply them to this guy, but that's where not only do you create a problem for yourself, you create a problem for perhaps the entire movement, and that starts to invoke a conversation of activism versus advocacy. And which one are you really doing here, and are you really helping people, or are you exercising your right to utilize the Second Amendment, your right to protect by the Second Amendment as you see fit? Look, you have a right to do this. I'm not saying we should be taking this stuff away. I'm not saying we should be throwing these people in jail. This, to me, is a conversation about how best do we advance our freedoms.
Yeah.
That's a different conversation than whether or not something should be allowed.
Yeah. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. We're speaking with Tom Lambert, president of Michigan Open Carry. Tom, you know, there's all kinds of talk all over the country right now about gun control and some of the political activists that talk about this and advocate gun control. They point at mass shootings. They point at all the gun deaths that we have in our country, and even at this guy in Springfield, Missouri, who videotaped this Second Amendment experiment, as he calls it, and they say, hey, it's obvious that Americans they're not responsible enough to carry guns, and so the government needs to protect them against people like this. What do you say to that?
Well, first we have to remember, right off the bat, nothing we do will ever satisfy these people,
mm-hmm.
including getting rid of all of our firearms. All we have to do is look to England to see that once they take the firearms, they start going for other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will ever satisfy these people. Remember that at the beginning of every conversation. And, of course, they're always going to point to things. Oh, look at this thing that happened. Look at that thing that happened. Well, yeah, I guess now that it's someone other than a gangbanger shooting a lot of people, now we're going to care about it. But, hey, when the gangbangers shoot up however many people in Chicago over a weekend, well, that's just minority people that are poor and in the slums of Chicago, so we really don't care about them. Now that it's someone else, well, I guess now the gun grabbers actually want to care because they think they can get something out of it. And that's really all it is, and everyone knows it.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel the normal citizen, the everyday average Joe, whether they're a gun owner or not a gun owner, how do you think they view situations like this guy in Springfield who openly carried his AR through Walmart?
I think the average gun owner sees it as an embarrassment. And to a certain extent, I understand. And to a certain extent, that's also unfortunate. You have to separate, again, the conversations from, was this the best way of advancing our freedoms versus should we ban this activity? And a lot of people don't separate that conversation. I don't like that, so we should prohibit it. Or I feel embarrassed by this, so we should prohibit it to stop people from like this from embarrassing me further. Well, I'm sorry, our freedoms don't work like that. And in this case, I believe a concealed carrier, off-duty firefighter, stopped him at gunpoint. I'm not so sure that was appropriate. It could have been. There's certainly circumstances that could justify him detaining this guy at gunpoint, but it's not clear. I would need more information to decide whether or not that was appropriate or not. And in these situations as well, I know there are a lot of people that want to look at each individual thing. Well, there's nothing that stops me from carrying body armor. That's lawful. There's nothing that stops me from carrying a long gun in Walmart. That is lawful. They want to look at the individual pieces and say each one of these individual pieces is lawful, therefore it is okay, and if you say otherwise in any fashion, you're just a butter. That's not how it works. There's something called a totality of the circumstances. In everyday life, it happens just in nature of you observing things, and it also happens within the law that all these things can add together to be more than their sum, meaning two or three or five lawful things can come together to create something that might be unlawful or suggest something is unlawful or create a reasonable suspicion, using legal terms here, to believe that something unlawful might be afoot. That's the analysis people need to go on. They can't just look at the individual pieces. And that's how the public will look at it as well, just using your common sense radar, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. We're speaking with Tom Lambert, president of Michigan Open Carry. Tom, we have a two-minute break here. While we're away, listeners, go ahead and check out our sponsors, firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical, and also Centershot Indoor Gun Range, and now Suarez International. Go to SuarezInternational.com to check out our newest sponsor, Gabe Suarez in Arizona. Folks, we will take a two-minute break. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Skip Coriel and Home Defense Show.
This is Phoenix Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Always use guns safely and wisely. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, this is Skip Coriel, host of the Home Defense Show, and I'm here to tell you that owning a gun doesn't make you a gunfighter any more than owning a guitar makes you a rock star. And that's why you need the services of a man who's been on the streets and experienced the ins and outs of real-life gunfights. I'm talking about Gabe Suarez from Suarez International down in Arizona. Gunfighting is a skill set that has to be learned and practiced, and there's no better gunfighter training in the country than Gabe Suarez. Gabe's tactical pistol, rifle, and shotgun classes are all top-notch and have been proven in combat. But you need more than the best training. You'll also need the best gear. Gabe Suarez designs and builds the best combat firearms in the country. Guns like the Glock 17 Gutter Snipe, with its Suarez match-grade barrel, signature flat trigger, and match-grade slide, topped off with a rugged RMR Trigicon sight of your choosing. The Gutter Snipe will make you the best at protecting yourself and your family. So drop what you're doing right now and go to SuarezInternational.com and see how Gabe Suarez can help make you the best gunfighter that you can be. That's SuarezInternational.com. SuarezInternational.com.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was like the movies and the good guys always won? In today's world, if you're forced to use your firearm to protect yourself, you will need protection. Firearms Legal Protection is here for you. FLP provides you with seasoned, experienced attorneys that handle your criminal and civil matters as a result of you protecting yourself. FirearmsLegal.com provides its members with uncapped attorney's fees, bail bond protection, and coverage in all 50 states. We are not a reimbursement plan. You can access uncapped attorney's fees for as low as $10 a month. Firearms Legal members are provided with educational services, training videos, and access to our vast national attorney network. While you're protecting yourself, let Firearms Legal protect you.
Listen up, folks. This is important. There are plenty of legal protection services out there, but none will protect you as well as Firearms Legal Protection. This is the one I use and the only one I recommend. Visit firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical and protect your family now.
Would you like to take your tactical and marksmanship training to the next level? If the answer is yes, you need to check out Center Shot Indoor Gun Range just south of Grand Rapids, conveniently located off US 131. CenterShot is one of the most advanced firing ranges in Michigan. CenterShot firing lanes have nearly 100 customizable shooting programs to make you better no matter what your skill level. Our advanced lanes allow a more immersive training experience to enhance your senses. Controlled lighting and target movement mean that you get the best practice and most fun out of CenterShot Indoor Gun Range. Memberships are available for as low as $150. CenterShot also offers a 10% discount to U.S. military veterans. So, no matter what the weather, hot, cold, or in between, CenterShot Indoor Gun Range is always a perfect 70 degrees. This is where I train every week, and so should you. Find out more by going to CenterShotGunRange.com or call them at 616-371-7468. Stay safe, and I'll see you at CenterShot Indoor Gun Range. Hey folks, I want to tell you about my new book, Concealed Carry for Christians. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and your family, and that includes people of faith. Our churches are not as safe as they used to be, and that's why I included chapters on forming church safety teams and stopping mass shooters. You can get Concealed Carry for Christians real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Concealed Carry for Christians, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Concealed Carry for Christians by yours truly, Skip Coriel. Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Today we are speaking with Tom Lambert, the president of Michigan Open Carry. And we're talking about the Springfield, Missouri Walmart guy who he went into Walmart openly carrying an AR-15 with body armor, you know, to do his shopping. He was videotaping himself as he went, and it didn't turn out the way he thought it was going to turn out. Tom, you know, in the last segment, we were talking about, you know, the firefighter who stopped this man, I guess as he was leaving, you know, the manager pulled the fire alarm and everyone ran out, including, you know, the alleged shooter. I mean, that's what they were calling him on the news. You know, as soon as I heard this story, you know, everyone was talking about how the firefighter was a hero. You know, he stopped a mass shooting. And even I talked about this on my last video. I said, you know, this doesn't sound like a mass shooting to me, primarily because, you know, when someone walks in with an AR and body armor and they don't shoot anyone and they don't fire a shot, that's not a mass shooting. I mean, how can you be unsuccessful when you hold all the cards? And in my mind, I said, hey, maybe this guy didn't want to shoot anybody. And, you know, this could have been, you know, a Second Amendment a stunt of some kind. And as it turned out, that's what it was. But, you know, Tom, what would have happened legally, public relation wise, if the firefighter had shot this guy?
Yeah, that would have been very bad for our community. It's very easy to see how the other side would seize on an opportunity of one Second Amendment guy shoots another in public, just like we said is always going to be the case, and is never the case. I mean, if you can want to look at a silver lining of this case, all this stuff was there, and still nobody shot anyone.
Yeah.
If we're as crazy as the anti-gunners make us out to be, how was there not a shootout here? Well, the obvious answer that we all know is we're not as crazy as the anti-gunners make us out to be, and that's exactly why there wasn't a shootout here. But yeah, had there been, that would not have been a good day.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking as a firearms trainer, I mean, one of the things that I do is I travel across the state and I talk to armed church safety teams about stopping the mass shooter threat. That's what I teach them how to do. And, you know, we have to be careful when we read news articles. All we have are news articles, which aren't always accurate, and they only give us a tiny sliver. And much of the time, they just give us information that supports their agenda. And there is no substitute for being there on the scene at the time that this happened. You know, basically, you know, the Second Amendment activist that went in with his AR and the firefighter, those are the two that know exactly what happened, how it happened, and what they were both thinking at the time. You know, the thing is, as a firearms trainer, I can see where, you know, everyone's going crazy. They're running around, you know, maybe yelling. There's a guy in there with a gun. And then, you know, a first responder, you know, sees a man run out with an AR-15 in a sling and body armor. It can be argued that it would be reasonable for him to take this guy out. You know, put on your legal hat there and tell me how that it's not reasonable for someone to come to that conclusion.
Well, in judging reasonable, you kind of have to put yourself into the seat of a jury. And depending on where you are in the country and depending on where you are in a particular state, I can see a jury saying, no, that wasn't reasonable, and I can see a jury saying the guy had a gun, guns are bad, of course it was reasonable. Say whatever you want, it's reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to Wayne County. That seems to be how it works over there.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take the what if, because I'm sure the anti-gunners are going to, if they haven't already, take this and go, well, this could have happened. And we're all lucky these crazy people didn't do this. And see how close we got to this and it didn't happen. Well, wait a minute. There's always what ifs. There are always what ifs with everything in your daily life. And those things don't happen for a reason. Why don't they happen in this case with gun owners? Because we're not the people they make us out to be. How many fully automatic weapons exist in this country? I know there are tens of thousands just in this state alone. What if someone wanted to do something bad? Oh, why doesn't it happen? Because we're not bad people, and the people that own those are responsible people. And because we know what we're doing, we're trained people, and technically there is this theoretical what if out there, but if we can get this far into a scenario like this and their what if still doesn't come true, doesn't that underscore that this what if is really just something they're trying to grasp onto because they don't really care about the facts?
Well, yeah, I see that possibility. You know, what I'm thinking, Tom, is there was a moment when this the activist, when he ran out the door with his AR, he saw the firefighter. The firefighter saw him. You know, the one thing that you can't really judge by articles is the nonverbal, okay? And it's like, for me, I look into the man's eyes. Do I see hate? Do I see anger? Do I see rage? Or do I see this guy that just had everything go south on him and he just wants to get the heck out of there? I'm guessing that that's what that firefighter saw, and he made an intuitive judgment that I don't think this guy is a bad guy. I don't think he's trying to kill people. So he held off on the trigger. That's my guess.
You mean he's,
what do
he's
you
not
think?
Some reckless cowboy waiting to shoot somebody and be the hero?
Well,
but Skip, that's what the media always tells me, that that's what we are.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. This is Skip Corley on Home Defense Show, speaking with Tom Lambert, president of Michigan Open Carry. Tom, the question in my mind, I've been thinking about this last couple of days. What do you think might happen in the wake of this incident? Maybe here in Michigan, maybe in Missouri, across the country. Is there going to be any anti-open carry legislation proposed?
There might be something proposed, but I don't see anything going anywhere. I think everybody understands that this was just one person, and the media is really making more out of this than the guy himself.
Mm-hmm.
I would really have a hard time seeing something go somewhere, But the only way, let's assume I'm right. If I'm right, that's only because our community has been doing their job and making sure that they contact their state representatives, their House representative, and their senator. Again, that's the state level, not the national level. If we get to the point where something's moving and it's going to the governor, that means we've already not done our job.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things where you stay vigilant in your self-defense. You stay vigilant while you're walking out in public. You stay vigilant of your surroundings. The exact same thing applies to political activity. You have to stay vigilant about protecting your rights, because the moment you slouch or slack, that creates the room for the other side to move. And by the time you get back off the couch, it might be too late. This is not a fight that we want to, you don't want to get off the couch and go fight the fight. You need to be fighting the fight every day to prevent the other side from even getting onto the battlefield.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think you nailed that. And that is a perfect transition into what I want to talk about next. And that is the Second Amendment March, Michigan Open Carry. You are one of the participants in the Second Amendment March. And you and I, the Second Amendment March Committee, Michigan Open Carry, Michigan Gun Owners, have all been working very hard the past several months to organize that. But hey, this is, boy, probably the largest open carry friendly event in the state. Do you know of anything bigger than that?
I do not. And if you want to talk about what ifs that never come true, there are about a billion of them at this event.
Yeah, I mean, we had like 1,200 plus people there last year at the march. Boy, you know, you go there, you see some really nice ARs, you see some nice shotguns, some old flintlocks, some great carry pistols. And, you know, it's like going to an auto show where everyone shows off their best car, right? And it's just the most friendly place in the world. A shot is never fired. The only incidents we've ever had there were from anti-gunners who showed up to protest the event and got, you know, violent and rude with people. But, you know, tell you, you know, there's nothing like an open carry event. You know, 1,000 people all with guns, an armed society really is a polite society.
Mm-hmm. You hit it. How many hundreds of thousands of rounds have been there over the years that we've been doing this, and the only violence has come from an unarmed anti-gunner?
Yes. Well, that's ironic. All right. Well, folks, the Second Amendment March this year is on September 10th at the Lansing State Capitol from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You're not required to carry a gun. Just show up. Have a good time with us. We've got some good speakers this year. Tom, before you go, I would like you to talk about Michigan Open Carry. Where can people go to find out more about your organization?
Sure, but before I even do that, let me jump on your Second Amendment March.
Sure.
Be there.
Be there.
This event, be there. I don't care who you are, what you are, what you carry, if you carry. Be there. We need bodies there. The more bodies, the better. If you can't make it, fine. But now your responsibility is to get two people to replace you. One to be in your absence to replace you, and the other as punishment for you not being there yourself. And I am serious about this. Be there and bring as many people as you can. I don't care what their views are. Get them there into this crowd.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
I hope I made myself clear on that.
You did, Tom. And, you know, also don't be afraid to go to 2amarch.com, secondamendmentmarch.com, click on the donate button, because the more you guys donate, you know, the more speakers we can bring in and the better event that we can do. So, Tom, tell us about Michigan Open Carry.
Sure. Michigan Open Carry, we've been around since 2009. You can find us online at miopencarry.org. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a page. We have a group. Again, always lots of discussions about cutting-edge stuff on the law. We are always active, either online with education, seminars, in the courts. We've had some legal battles that you and I have discussed numerous times, and we're always active with legislation as well. In my opinion, no one else in the state is more active, just because we work very hard. We are a 100% volunteer organization, which means every dollar that we get, 100% of that dollar goes into the fight. As the president of this organization, I receive absolutely nothing in compensation or even reimbursement. Everything I do is out of my pocket to fight our fight. That is the organization we are, and if people are interested in supporting us, they can go online, join the organization, or donate to our cause.
Awesome. All right, Tom, thank you very much for being on the Home Defense Show today.
Thanks again, Skip.
All right, folks, this is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. We've got a two-minute break coming up. While we're away, go ahead and check out Michigan Open Carry online, and then also check out 2amarch.com, and check out our sponsors, firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical, as well as CenterShot Indoor Gun Range, and SuarezInternational.com. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to my dad's Home Defense Radio Show. You're gonna love it.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 19 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book, by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom. Skip, it's time for our Armed America Report. What do you have, pal?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, in Atlanta, Georgia, an individual is returning home to discover three suspects breaking into multiple vehicles. The armed citizen confronted the alleged robbers and found himself under fire by the would-be thieves. In response, the citizen pulled out his own firearm and returned fire in self-defense. The three suspects fled the area, leaving their car behind. Police were called to the scene and located and caught two of the suspects. The third is still at large.
Thanks, Colonel. This incident raises two concerns. One, what should you do if you see a property crime while in progress? And two, what type of firearm will you need to prevail against multiple assailants? First, what should you do when you see a property crime while it's happening? In most states, a simple property crime does not justify the use of deadly force, so confronting the criminal may not be the best tactic, since it could escalate the altercation. You have to ask yourself one question. Is it worth dying for? For most of us, we are not willing to die for our car stereo, and we are also unwilling to kill to protect our stereo. It's just not worth it. In most cases, the best tactic is to hang back at a safe distance, call 911, and take a few videos and snapshots of the criminals. Then let the police do what they do best. Two, should the event escalate into a shootout, as it did in this scenario, then having the proper firearm on your person will suddenly become extremely important. On average, it takes 3 shots to the upper chest region to stop a criminal. In this case, there were 3 violent actors. Do the math. In this scenario, the proper gun needed at least a 9-round capacity. Factor in that even highly trained police officers have a hit-miss ratio of around 30% during gunfights, and that changes things. Using these stats, you now need to fire 9 times at each bad guy to stop the threat. There are 3 bad guys. 9 times 3 is 27. That's a lot of rounds. In this case, the citizen got lucky enough to go up against cowardly criminals, but you can't always count on that. What's the takeaway from all this? 1. In property crimes, don't confront the criminals, just call the police and be a good witness. And 2. While your five-shot revolver will likely succeed in a one-on-one mugging, most times it will be insufficient when going up against multiple assailants. The Front Lines of Freedom tactical recommendation is this: carry the most accurate pistol you can shoot with a magazine capacity of at least 15 rounds. Of course, that is illegal in some states, so check on the laws of your jurisdiction. But there is no law against courage and situational awareness. So be careful out there, stay alert, and stay alive.
Amen, brother.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my new book, Concealed Carry for Christians. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and your family, and that includes people of faith. Our churches are not as safe as they used to be, and that's why I included chapters on forming church safety teams and stopping mass shooters. You can get Concealed Carry for Christians real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Concealed Carry for Christians, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Concealed Carry for Christians by yours truly, Skip Coriel. Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Tom Lambert, president of Michigan Open Carry, always has a lot of good things to say. He's a sharp guy. You need to meet him personally. Go to Second Amendment March on September 10, and he will be there speaking, as always. Now, you know, over the break, I made myself a cheese sandwich. Not just any old cheese sandwich. This is Tillamook cheese from I think it's Washington or Oregon. Pretty good cheese. I buy it at Costco. But even better than that, my wife made this mayonnaise. She makes her own mayonnaise. If you want the recipe, give me a call. But boy, she puts in dill and some other spices, salt, pepper, garlic, all kinds of stuff. Awesome stuff. And I'm just so happy that I live in America, a country where not only do I have the right to keep and bear arms, I also have the right to keep and bear cheese. And I will exercise that right every single day of my life. So I'm eating my cheese sandwich, and it's just awesome. But getting back to this guy, you know, and you know, this is the part of the show where I always give you my opinion, right? I try and shoot straight. I try to be nice. But sometimes, you know, there are just some people in this world who are just crying out to be insulted. And this is one of those guys. You know, Tom Lambert, he said, you know, this guy embarrasses us. You know, I think that's putting it lightly. Not only does he embarrass us, he shames us. Because what is he doing? He is opening us up to all kinds of attacks from people who don't like us, who want to take away our right to keep and bear arms. You know, Tom was right. The far left will never be happy. They're unhappy by nature. They hate anyone who has anything that they don't have. They don't have a sense of freedom. They don't have happiness, really. You know, the closest thing they ever come to happiness is a sense of satisfaction at dominating another human being. And we will always be fighting against them. And what this guy, this Walmart Second Amendment activist, what he accomplished is he made it easier for them to attack us. He made it easier for them to take away our Second Amendment rights. He opened the door, they stuck their foot in it, and now, you know, we're gonna be playing hell trying to close that door again. Because they're gonna capitalize on this. They will. And what is the message that the media is going to send? This guy, you know, Andrew Chenkov or whatever his name was, this guy is going to be the poster child for all gun owners everywhere. This is what every gun owner is like. They're going to be shouting that from the mountaintops, and the far left will be shouting, "Amen, amen, all gun owners are crazy." And what is that going to usher in? That will make it easier for them, less difficult for them, to ban AR-15s or restrict open carry of AR-15s or to pass red flag laws, because certainly anyone who is this stupid
shouldn't be carrying a gun, shouldn't be possessing a firearm. That's the new narrative that's going to come out because of this. So, if this guy had died, let's say the firefighter had shot him, right? And quite frankly, I think if the firefighter had shot this guy, it would have been ruled a justifiable homicide. That's my opinion. Because it's reasonable to think, especially in the social and political climate that we have right now, people are scared to death of mass shooters because we're having more mass shooters and because the death tolls are so high. It would have been reasonable to think that, yeah, the firefighter could have just shot him, believing that he was about to commit mass murder. I could see that happening. But if he had been shot and killed, I would have nominated this guy for one of those Darwin Awards, where people do something really, really stupid, and it causes them to be taken from the gene pool. Guy should have listened to his wife, should have listened to his sister. Folks, I support his right to be stupid, but don't do it at our expense. I mean, it's one thing to take an AR-15 to the Second Amendment March. You're going to see a lot of really nice AR-15s at the Second Amendment March. But that's a different environment. It's a different circumstance. People will expect to see lots of guns at the Second Amendment March. In fact, they'll be disappointed if they don't see a lot of guns at the Second Amendment March. You're surrounded by over 1,000 people who believe the same way that you are. And they've all got their guns too. 90% of the people at the march will have a gun. It'll be openly displayed. That's what's expected. People will be walking in and out of the state capitol with guns. And the police will be there watching. And they won't admit this, but they'll be salivating over the wonderful guns that we have. And they're always really good to us. You know, the state cops there, they support us. They're there more to protect us from anti-gun activists going mad than they are to protect the public from us and our guns. Because we've got a 10-year history of peace. Peaceful activism and celebration at the state capitol. But this guy, Andruchenko, he did not help us. He hurt us, okay? He hurt us. Hopefully, he didn't do too much damage. But yeah, go ahead. If you want open carry, open carry. But Tom had it right. If you want open carry, you are an ambassador for the Second Amendment. You are on open display to the whole world to see. When you open carry, you better be dressed to kill. Let me rephrase that. When you open carry, look normal, okay? Look sharp. Put on nice clothes. Go ahead and shave. Be well groomed. Don't look like some homeless guy or some active shooter, okay? Don't dress up all in tactical gear, body armor, and walk around with your cell phone thinking you're some big deal here. Because you're not. You're just being stupid. You're hurting us all. Don't hurt the movement. Don't give ammunition to the anti-gunners. That's what you're doing when you do stuff like that. Okay? I support the right to keep and bear arms. I don't support stupidity. I don't support things that hurt us and make it easier for anti-gunners to take away the right to keep and bear arms for generations to come. Don't do this, folks. Be smart. Be smart. Be active. Be bold. But be smart. Well, I'll probably get some email on that, and I will pass on other people's opinions as I get them. Hey, if you disagree with me, if you agree with me, Just send me an email, skipcoriel@hotmail.com, skipcoriel@hotmail.com. Once again, check out the Second Amendment March, 2amarch.com. You want an open carry event that helps us? Go to the 2amarch.com, September 10, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We will be there. We will not be silent. We will be loud, bold, and proud. And you're going to see some really nice guns there. All right. Check out my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book, and also Concealed Carry for Christians. We have sponsors. Our brand new sponsor, Suarez International, training, products, all kinds of great stuff by Gabe Suarez down in Arizona, SuarezInternational.com. Of course, Firearms Legal Protection, protect your family legally. Firearms Legal Protection does a great job at that. FirearmsLegal.com/MidwestTactical to find out more. And then, during these hot summer months, you got to check out Centershot Indoor Gun Range at Door, Michigan, where it's always a perfect 70 degrees. CentershotGunRange.com. Well, okay, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember, your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need protection, so train, always train, stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coriel. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!